1 Samuel chapter 25. 1 Samuel 25. The title is Two Angry Men and a Wise Woman. Lord, again, we ask you to bless and to bless your word. Lord, to help us to rejoice in what you've done in our lives, transformed our lives, given us a faith and a love that the world cannot know, except you do that work. So we give you the praise. Without you, we're nothing. Thank you in Christ's name. Amen. So this is the account or story of how Abigail became David's wife. Abigail was married to Nabal. He was a churlish man, which means he was a harsh man. He was harsh. He was also a foolish man. You know, his name even means foolish. And he was also rich. Harsh, rich, fool. Now, Abigail was both wise and beautiful. This is kind of like Beauty and the Beast, only the Beast is not nice. David and his men had come upon Nabal's servants, or shepherds, in a distant pasture and had befriended them and even helped and protected them. So David was in a good mood and made an assumption that Nabal would return his kindness. Seems like from the way they talked, they enjoyed the time that he had spent with their shepherds, and the shepherd enjoyed the time with them. He thought, you know, we can all return kindness to one another. But Nabal was one of those guys who delights in emotionally sucker punching others. We don't know his motive, really, other than he was just a harsh, rude guy. You know, it could have been he was insecure and it gave him a sense of power to be harsh, or maybe he was taught to be harsh by his parents. You know, they did name their baby Fool. That's a little bit harsh. I had a relative that had a difficult time in childbirth, and she named her child Scourge. Some of those things you find out looking at your ancestry. David sent his men to ask for some food or provisions, assuming that Nabal would be grateful for what they had done in protecting the shepherds, something a normal person would do. But Nabal rejected David's friendship and even mocked him. David had a reason to be angry. But his plan was to overreact and wipe out all of Nabal's people. David even said in verse 22 that God should punish him. That means David, if he didn't wipe out Nabal's men. Hospitality is valued highly in the Bible. We are commanded to be hospitable in Hebrews 13:2. And the qualifications even of an elder include being a hospitable person. Jesus even says in Matthew 25 that those who will be welcomed into heaven are those who are hospitable. God places a high value on hospitality, probably higher than we might realize. It is a greatly offensive sin to God to not be hospitable. You know, God lets us live on his planet, and we are some obnoxious guests. I would venture to say that most people in that time would have considered it a normal response to wipe out Nabal for being inhospitable, simply because their culture saw it as a greater sin than we might see it in ours. And God would like the old culture view better. I didn't want to go on, and I didn't want to have a message just on hospitality, but I couldn't pass that up without mentioning it. Abigail knew that Nabal's inhospitable, rude attitude would be hugely offensive, and that she needed to do something. So two angry men were about to collide, and David was not the one in danger, and Abigail knew this. So without her husband's knowledge, she gathered food and went to David to convince him to not be rash. You know, she was probably an expert by now at dealing with angry men, having dealt with Nabal. You know, a wise woman is not only hospitable, but she is a peacemaker. A peacemaker. You know, these two things together really must be together. A hospitable woman who isn't a peacemaker can turn into a gossip or a busybody, stirring up drama all the time. And a woman who is a peacemaker but not hospitable is like a cloud without rain. A meek and quiet spirit is still rare and of great value. This woman is an example of, is an example to admire. I'm not going to really contrast a whole lot. We have plenty of examples in the Bible of rude, abrasive women, but Abigail was wise and a peacemaker. Abigail would be rewarded for her wisdom, her hospitality, and her peacemaking. She would soon be relieved of her Nabal burden because God would put Nabal out of her misery. So a wise woman waits on God. A wise woman who waits on God does what God has called her to be and to do. She was a very good helpmeet. She was honoring to her husband. Just because he didn't uphold his part, doesn't mean she didn't. And she waited on God. And God did take care of things. So this wise woman waits on God. Let's read this account to this point, starting in verse 5. 1 Samuel 25, starting in verse 5, it says, "And David sent out 10 young men, and David said unto the young men, Get you up to Carmel, and go to Nabal, and greet him in my name. And thus shall ye say to him that liveth in prosperity, Peace be both to thee, and peace be to thine house, and peace be unto all that thou hast. And now I have heard that thou hast shearers. Now thy shepherds which were with us, we hurt them not, neither was there aught missing unto them, all the while they were in Carmel. Ask thy young men, and they will show thee." So he's saying, you do have proof of who I am, what I've done. Says, "Wherefore, let the young men find favor in thine eyes, for we come in a good day. Give, I pray thee, whatsoever cometh in thine hand unto thy servants and to thy son David." And when David's young men came and gave testimony of what had happened, they spake to Nabal according to all those words in the name of David and ceased. And Nabal answered David's servants and said, "Who is David? And who is the son of Jesse? There be many servants nowadays that break away every man from his master. Shall I then take my bread and my water and my flesh that I've killed for my shares and give it unto men whom I know not whence they be?" So David's young men turned their way and went again and came and told him all these those sayings. And David said unto his men, gird ye on every man his sword. And they girded on every man his sword. And David also girded on his sword. There went up after David about 400 men, and 200 abode by the stuff. But one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, behold, David sent messengers out of the wilderness to salute our master, and he railed on them. But the men were very good unto us, and we were not hurt. Neither missed we anything, as long as we were conversant with them when we were in the fields. And you know, Nabal could have heard that testimony. He didn't want to hear that. They were a wall unto us both by night and day, and all the while we were with them keeping the sheep. Now therefore know and consider what thou wilt do, for evil is determined against our master and against all his household. For he is such a son of Belial that a man cannot speak to him. Then Abigail made haste and took 200 loaves and 200 bottles and 2 bottles of wine and 5 sheep ready dressed and 5 measures of parched corn and 100 clusters of raisins and 200 cakes of figs and laid them on asses. And she said unto her servants, go on before me. Behold, I come after you. But she told not her husband Nabal. And it was so as she rode on the ass that she came down by the covert on the hill. And behold, David and his men came down against her, and she met them. Now David had said, surely in vain have I kept all that this fellow hath in the wilderness, so that nothing was missed of all that pertains unto him. And he hath requited me evil for good. So there will be 2 different responses from these 2 angry men. One is a fool. The other is a wise man that listens to a wise woman. He listened. One would listen to this wise woman, and one would not. So jump down to verse 26. It says, now therefore, my Lord, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, seeing the Lord hath withholden thee from coming to shed blood and from avenging thyself with thine own hand, let thine enemies and they that seek evil to my Lord be as Nabal. And now this blessing which thine handmaid hath brought unto my Lord, let it even be given unto the young men that follow my Lord. I pray thee, forgive the trespass of thine handmaid, for the Lord will certainly make my Lord a sure house, because my Lord fighteth the battles of the Lord, and evil hath not been found in thee all thy days. Yet a man is risen to pursue thee and to seek thy soul, but the soul of my Lord shall be bound in the bundle of life with the Lord thy God, and the souls of thine enemies, them shall he sling out as out of the middle of a sling. And it shall come to pass when the Lord shall have done to my Lord according to all the good that he has spoken concerning thee, and shall have appointed thee ruler over Israel, that this shall be no grief unto thee, nor offense of heart unto my Lord, either that thou hast shed blood causeless, or that my Lord hath avenged himself. But when the Lord shall have dealt well with my Lord, then remember thine handmaid. Basically, don't regret what you're about to do in overreacting. And David said to Abigail, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which sent thee this day to me. And blessed be thy advice. And blessed be thou, which hast kept me this day from coming to shed blood and from avenging myself with mine own hand. You know, many times because the men in the Bible were strong men, leaders, confident, a lot of times people will assume that those Christian men who want to follow that example, they will assume that they're like Nabal, that all of them are like Nabal. But here's a very valiant man, a very confident man, a leader, who says, thank you for giving me this advice. Thank you for your wisdom to a woman. David was a man who'd listen. Abigail was wise to be respectful, because when Michal was disrespectful to David and mocked him, David did not patiently listen to her. In fact, he basically divorced her. You know, it's almost as if James describes David, Nabal, and Abigail in James 3. James 3, verses 16 through 18. It just speaks to this whole situation. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated. David was easy to be entreated. He would listen. Full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Now, that's David's response. Nabal liked to fight. David was easily entreated and exhibited wisdom. Abigail sought to make peace. Two angry men, one wise, one a harsh fool, and one wise, peacemaking woman. So Abigail went home to her drunk husband and didn't tell him what she had done until the morning. When he heard what she had done, the Bible says that his heart died within him and he became as a stone. And it came to pass that about 10 days after that the Lord smote Nabal that he died. And then David took her for his wife. I noticed two other things about Abigail. In verse 26, she reasons with David that God's providence has prevented him from doing something rash. It was sound reasoning. She was giving God the glory. God's the one that has intervened in this thing that you want or think contemplating doing. Used her. But she gave the glory to God. Sound reasoning. The hero of this chapter is Abigail. Because of wokeness, Hollywood makes nearly every powerful figure in nearly every movie to be a woman. It's a constant barrage of small women throwing 250-pound men around like toys, winning every sword fight against multiple men. Women command almost every lead in woke Hollywood. I don't have a problem with women being the hero, but I rarely see Hollywood give us one like Abigail. She was respectful. She didn't throw Nabal around like a toy or take on all of God's army single-handedly, barely dressed. She won using peace and wisdom. She prevailed with a meek spirit and using peace and wisdom. Imagine a woke hero woman being humble and bowing like Abigail did to David. Imagine a woman who would stay with her foolish husband and even try to clean up his messes, just trusting in God to be the one to deal with him. Right. I've known of women like Abigail who had harsh, foolish husbands, and were a lot. These women were a lot like Abigail. They are heroes of the faith in my eyes. God rewarded Abigail, and he will reward every precious lady that's like her. You know, even good men can get angry at times and be ready to do rash things, but good men listen. Good men especially listen to wise women. wise men will recognize how valuable a woman like Abigail is. I wish Nabal could have realized it before he died.